We got to switch gears here as we've got some earnings that have come out after the bell. First, we go to Jared Blickery with Cisco as shares are moving higher in after hours trading. With more, let me toss things on over to Jared.
That's right. We have them up almost 5% right now. Just got a little jolt there. Revenue for the second quarter of the fiscal year, $12.72 billion, just a little bit higher than the estimate of $12.66 billion. That breaks down into product revenue of $9.35 billion. Estimate was for a little bit lower, $9.2 billion. Services revenue, $3.37 billion, higher than the estimate of $3.45 billion. Adjusted EPS coming in at 84 cents. The estimate was for 3 cents lower. And adjusted gross margin also topping estimates at 65.5% versus estimates of 64.3%, but notably lower than the 66.9% they posted a year ago. And I do have their forecast for the third quarter. They are seeing adjusted EPS of 85 cents to 87 cents. The estimate was for 87 cents, so a little bit lower than expected there. And then for the full year forecast, they are seeing revenue of 5.5% to 6.5%. And that is about the midpoint. When you consider the estimate for the midpoint of 5.93%, looks like a small beat right there. Also seeing adjusted EPS of $3.41 to $3.46, and that is higher than the estimate of $3.42 if you take that midpoint right there. Let's take another look at the stock on the Wi-Fi Interactive. We have it up about 4.5% right now. And we can see that over the trailing 2 months, a little bit of a downdraft here. We know that tech has stumbled in the new year. You can see it's down about 10% over those 2 months. On a yearly basis, you can see it's still holding on to gains of 16%. Let's just go to a three-year chart as well, where we can see up about 10%. So a lot of sideways, choppy action there. Have to see what comes on the earnings call, potentially in terms of mergers and acquisitions, guys.